is life without a care. And we're getting there.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and on the line with me is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Thanks for joining us, Elise.
Hi, how are you? I'm glad to be here in more ways than one.
Yes, yes, it's very true. We're slowly getting back to normal, and we've got our Ask the Expert programs, of course, weekdays at noon or 12:30 here on KSRO, and we're really thrilled to be able to talk with you today. We're going to talk about various subjects. Excuse me. Sorry, Elise.
Well, it must be that leftover smoke in the air, I guess. I don't know.
Can you tell us a little bit about your travel agency?
Yeah, well, TravelWise is the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma, Napa, Solano, and Mendocino counties. And what stands out as being a virtuoso agency as opposed to others is that we provide levels of service and excellence that far exceed other agencies. When you travel with us, you always get something extra. Then when they hear, you know, we notify the hotels that you're coming, they know you're coming. But basically it's service, and especially when things don't go as planned as what we just experienced a few weeks ago. I want to say a personal thank you to our first responders and firefighters who helped save us all, and my condolences to those who've lost lives, and also to those whose houses may not be what they are, but you know, I want to wish everyone the best, and we're all joining together as a team and in a good spirit to wish you the best as well.
Yes, and that's a wonderful thing, that the community is really coming together and doing everything that we can to take care of each other as we're recovering from the fires. We do want to talk a little bit, because this show is about travel and emergencies, because things, as we know, they can happen at home, they can happen anywhere. So let's talk a little bit about how travel is impacted when there is an emergency. One thing that I know that you always sort of factor into whatever travel plans that you have is travel insurance. What does travel insurance do?
Well, in the case of an emergency, let's say you're on a trip and you hear about the fires, and you get a notification, God forbid, that someone has been hospitalized or is in not very good condition, you can actually rebook your flight, and you know, the cost would be covered to come home as long as you have the travel insurance.
Mm, okay.
If perchance you didn't have travel insurance and you find out, you know, your uncle, your cousin, your brother, your aunt, grandchild is in grave danger or something has happened, if you don't, you're paying all the exchange fees possibly to purchase a new flight and to lose whatever you paid for your trip. So people say, oh, it's so expensive, I don't need it. But you don't know when you need it. You know, it's just, we're healthy now, we feel great, and everyone around us, but things can happen that's out of our control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's some of the scary, you know, parts about it. I talk to people all the time, and they say, no, don't need it, I've never been sick, we never take it. And if you're one of those who the money is no object and you don't care, then don't take travel insurance. You have the money to pay for open heart surgery somewhere, or flying back to a destination with one day's notice,
mm-hmm.
and losing the value of your trip. But if you're not, if funds and the money is lost matter to you, then you owe it to yourself to take travel insurance.
Now, can travel insurance say, you know, and it's entirely possible because so many people were affected here. Flights were canceled. All kinds of things happened in those first few days of the fire here. If someone had a trip planned at that time, what is their recourse? What if they couldn't make it to an airport, or if they just, you know, were evacuated, they couldn't go on a trip? There were other more serious pressing issues that they were dealing with. What kinds of things does travel insurance cover that as well?
Yeah, yes, it does. And the one good thing is, and I have to say, with the airlines, they are compassionate about situations that arise. So many of the airlines that, you know, will waive a fee. But however, if you don't have travel insurance and you're supposed to go to Spain and the flight's canceled or you can't go because of something, you know, you need a travel insurance if you want to get your monies back. And, you know, sometimes there'll be, even with the hurricanes, you know, they'll waive a reissue fee, which can be usually $250 without having travel insurance. Mm-hmm. But having said that, if even with the fees, you still would lose the value of your hotel stay, of your cruise. And the cruise lines, they're nice and they're good, but they're not as, you'll get something back, but maybe not all.
Okay.
And so travel insurance to me just assures me that if anything goes wrong, I don't have to worry about anything. And I can go with a clean, you know, with a peace of mind. I had someone who was supposed to leave this week, actually on the 20th, out of San Francisco doing the Panama Canal. She went to the hospital the day before. She had appendicitis.
Mm.
So she had to cancel her trip, obviously. She was being operated
right.
instead of getting on a cruise ship.
Right, right.
If she didn't have it, she would have lost all the money she paid for the cruise.
Yeah, yeah. How much does insurance cost for travel insurance?
It differs per company, but in general, it goes by the cost of your trip mm-hmm. and your age.
Okay.
Which, as we get older, it costs more.
Sure. The statistics but, just sort of say that, you know, mm-hmm. it's more
there
likely events to happen.
There are some companies,
yeah.
you mm-hmm. know, that will offer their own travel insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the cruise lines will say, oh, you know, my insurance is $100. But the problem is it's not as complete. And God forbid that cruise line goes bankrupt.
Oh.
You're out of luck.
Okay.
So there's why you don't take the cruise line's insurance. If it's an established cruise line and you feel confident enough, at least you have something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had people going to St. Martin, you know, but because of the hurricane, the hotel was demolished.
Mm.
And we were able, because they had travel insurance, we rebooked them, changed everything, and now they're going to Cozumel.
Mm.
And it's right around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to do that, you know, and they've never taken travel insurance before, and it was almost like an omen that they should.
Wow. Wow.
So, I take it for myself. You know, if the cost of the trip is $2,000, I add in the cost of the travel insurance. To me, it's penny-wise, pound-foolish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know, we never know what's going to happen. So just having that peace of mind really can make a difference if, in case you do need it. Let's also talk about being in a situation where something happens. Situational awareness is really something that is so important, to not always have your head in your cell phone when you're out traveling, to be really aware of what's going on around you and to know where exits are and things like that. I mean, not that you need to be paranoid, but you certainly need to be aware of your surroundings.
Oh, absolutely. Even when you're walking around, you know, going for a walk or going for a bike ride, you know, the world is changing. It's not the way it was, you know, years ago. Of course, technology has changed that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole reason for your walk or your bike ride is to see the surrounding areas, to smell things, and be aware, because there's a lot of strange people in the world who you know, like to see harm done to others. And, you know, you have to be aware. Or if a car is swerving, you know, you need to pay attention to mm-hmm. these things. I mean, recently some bike riders have been hit by a car.
Yeah.
You're out walking, look around. Take in the sights and the sounds and the smells. I mean, there's a time and a place for your phone. And I notice a lot of people now at dinner, no phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yep.
While we're watching, you know, TV, no phone. Just, you know, there's a time and a place. It can wait.
Right.
It really can wait.
Right. You do quite a bit of traveling yourself. Do you see people using their phones more these days and not paying attention when they're out traveling?
Always. Yeah. I mean, I've taken several trips this year, and I see people, you know, they're on the phone. Yes, it's great for, let's say, navigation. You want to find your way to a restaurant you're going to. I think it's a fabulous resource. But then again, to be answering emails and texting about, well, you know, talking about someone or complaining about someone's attitude or way they do things, it's not necessary. And if you are working, which most of the time we are working while we're away, do it in your hotel room or do it when you're, you know, not walking or even not while you're eating. I mean, there's crazy things that could happen. A car could come through, you know, a restaurant you're sitting at. And if you're on your phone, you can't see it coming, you know, down the road. I mean, you really, there's a time and a place for phones, and I think it has great purposes for currency, you know, if you want to know what the price of something is, for language, for translating, for directions. I think it's fabulous, but you know, you still need to look up from the phone.
Yep, yep. I'm about to actually go on my very first cruise ever. I'm so excited. My mom invited my sister and myself to take a cruise with her, and we're going to Germany and going to be there on the Rhine. So I'm so excited about this. But I also, I've already sort of pre-planned that I do want to be able to take some pictures and things, but I'm not going to post them during the day. I'll take some pictures, put my phone away, enjoy the scenery, and then in the evening when I'm back on the cruise ship, I can go and post all to my heart's content.
You know, a little thing about taking pictures while you're away, it's a great way to let the robbers know that you're away from home.
That's true.
She is.
That's true.
She's in Germany. Great. The house is free. Let's go rob your house.
And maybe I should not have announced this on the air either.
Why don't you just make an announcement? Hey, the front door is open. I'm on vacation.
Yep.
Come and take. I mean, it's just, you have to think about that, too, when you do it. I usually post when I get back.
You do. Okay, that's really good advice.
Unless someone else tags me or I have to take a picture or
right.
I'm local,
okay.
Or I live with another person. If you live by yourself or your whole family is going and the house is empty,
right.
Don't post.
Very good advice.
You know, headaches.
Right, right. Okay. Well, and I also probably should not have announced this to the entire world on the air,
yes,
but that's okay.
Don't tell where, when, who, what,
nope,
where. But
nope.
Just be careful. It's a level of awareness we all have to be now. Life's different now.
Yeah, it is. I'm talking with Elise Corey. She's the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. If you have questions about travel, if you have questions about travel insurance, how it works, who she might recommend, please reach out to Elise. She's got lots of experience and can give you some really great advice. Her email is ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to KSRO.
That's just life without a care.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
It's not just about taking pictures. It's not just about cameras and lenses. It's not even just about photography. What it is about is capturing a moment that might never be experienced again. The people at Shutterbug in Santa Rosa will be your guide to the excitement of capturing that moment. Shutterbug are more than just photography experts. They're experts in making life's beautiful moments last forever. Shutterbug in Santa Rosa. Online, ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
For over 100 years, AAA has been helping our members when they need us most. If you have damage from the wildfires and have AAA insurance, call 800-922-8228 now to start your claim. That's 800-922-8228. You can also visit our claims assistance trailer at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. AAA, we're here to help.
That's just life without a care.
Good Good afternoon and welcome back to Ask the Expert Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. And Elise Corey is your host. I'm Michelle Marquis. Let's talk a little bit about the KSRO cruise. We are very excited about this. We are taking a cruise in October of 2018. We're a year away, and this is an amazing trip. This is one that if you've got sort of culinary inspiration in your life and want to hang out with one of the fathers of wine country cuisine, Chef John Ash, then you want to go on our cruise.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's unbelievable that it's a year away already.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's also a good time to get away and forget what happened last year. You know, it'll be a year ago that we had the fires and everything here. But one of the best things is we have some fabulous prices. In fact, I got an email. They wanted to take my space, and I told them, you can't have it. You know, because they're starting to sell. And when they start selling, they want to sell to the general public instead. So one of the things, we have prices that are so much better than what's online, number one. And number two, we're going to have wine with Fogline Vineyards. We're going to have Chef Ash. We're going to have wine and food dining, so we can compare, set up the wines with the food and enjoy that. We'll have a welcome cocktail party. And we'll have so much more that's going on. Plus, we'll be a nice little intimate group. We're going between Lisbon and Barcelona, which is amazing ports of call.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a nice time, the perfect temperature, the perfect time to go. And the best part is you'll be going with your friends and neighbors. Most of the people are coming from the Bay Area to go on this cruise. So you'll make new friends and maybe run into some old ones. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of stories to swap. But it's really an incredible trip. And plus, we're going on one of the best cruise lines ever. And anyone I've sent on this cruise line rebooks.
Right.
So what is that telling you? You know, it's like if you go to a restaurant and you think, oh, my God, this is the best Italian food I've ever had. I'm going back. That's what this cruise is about.
Mm-hmm.
The service, the value, the experiences that you can have on board. We're doing wine and food. The wine and food pairing is great. It's going to be, I requested an Italian restaurant because I do love Italian food. And we'll be doing a special first day and last day celebration.
Oh, great.
Of us and the wine. But it's very exciting. And I'm not one of those people to be pushy, but if you do want to go on this, the space is, I'm fighting to keep the space.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make up your mind 3 or 4 months from now, I can't guarantee the pricing is going to be there. And the prices online have gone up.
Yeah, I'm looking here online on Oceana's website, and they definitely have gone up. So what do we have available for the KSRO listener? And this is a price that includes airfare?
Yes, it's we have a balcony cabin.
Mm-hmm.
That you'd have to stay in a balcony. What a terrible
tragedy that would be to have to stay
in a balcony with fresh air. And you're looking at $34.99, including airfare.
Wow.
And if I were to put in the air, which we can't get yet, probably mid-November we'll be able to, but you're looking airfare is probably about $1,500
mm-hmm.
per person in coach.
Mm.
So if you look at it that way, let's say, yeah, so you're looking at $2,000 for a cruise on a high end. It's not one of these little, what I call booze cruises. This is an elegant, classy ship and cruise line. It's like going to a fine dining restaurant. It's not going to your local, you know, fast food or sit-down place that's a chain.
Mm-hmm.
This is really unique. It's a great opportunity to sail, and we'll be setting up a few more things as time goes on, but we need to get the exact numbers. And like I said, I don't know how long we're going to have the space.
Right, and that fare that Elise has mentioned that's available, really, there's wait lists For $200 more than that on the Oceana website, and they don't even have that one available. The next level up is $38.49 instead of our $34.99. So really, it's quite a bit different.
And the best thing is you'll have Chef Ash.
Yes.
We're doing hands-on cooking. We're not just looking at it on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing private hands-on cooking. And in fact, Chef Ash has to propose his recipes and menus. So I know a lot of them, he likes a lot of Asian style spice. I don't know what he's going to pick yet, but I'm sure it's going to be delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to learn the secrets on how to make it.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. And Oceana, they actually have like cooking stations, right? So
yeah.
You can see Chef John Ash. You can be working along with him as he's demonstrating how to make a recipe. So fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really good. I was checking airfares right now just to see what they are,
mm-hmm.
Just to get a ballpark of what there is. And you're looking, probably about $1,000 as of right now, but they're strange routings. But,
okay.
So you have the opportunity to, to travel, but airfare, and you don't know what you're going to get. Like, some of these have long layovers. You have a 7-hour layover, which is not fun.
Right.
But, you know, and if you're one of those people who are mileage, who racks up the miles, and you want to go without the air, there's an allowance for the air as well. And that's changed as well, so I don't want to guesstimate what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But you will get money off if you don't use their air.
Wow.
Which is even the better part. So if you're a mileage hound, it's going to look a lot better to you.
Right.
I mean, but why wouldn't you want to go to one of the most beautiful places at the right time to go?
Exactly. And some of the ports of call that will be visited during KSRO's cruise in October of 2018 are just incredible. And we're starting to see some of the excursions that are available too while in port. So not only are you going to be able to do this hands-on cooking with Chef John Ash and have great wine and food experiences and see these beautiful ports of call, but there's wonderful excursions, things like a cycling adventure in Cadiz if you're really active, or photography, or a bath and spa experience that you can book. So all these different kinds of things are starting to show up, and this is really going to be over the top.
Oh my God, I'm getting so excited about it to begin with. You know, I really think, you know, first of all, I wouldn't be talking about something that I don't think is going to be over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I do sincerely think it's going to be something that's an experience beyond all experiences. And for those of you who, you know, we're port intensive. So what that means is that we're in port every day.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest challenge I had was, when are we going to do the hands-on cooking when people aren't in port? And that's what I requested.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just one of those. And for those of you who are spa people, they have Canyon Ranch. I don't know if many of you have probably heard of it. It's one of the top spas probably in the world. And they're on board the ship.
Wow.
So you can sit there while you're looking out at, you know, and looking out at the ocean and getting pampered. I don't, you know, it doesn't get much better than that to me.
Right. And of course, the Fogline Vineyards is our winery on board. So they will have a special cocktail party with them, as well as wine pairing experiences. Everyone will get a bottle of wine in their cabin. So that's very cool, too. But that's really great to bring a little bit of home with us as we travel to Spain and Portugal. So very cool. It's a trip, 7-day voyage on Oceana Cruises with KSRO's very own Chef John Ash. It's 7 days, Lisbon to Barcelona. The ports of call are incredible, especially if you're a foodie, or if you are into history and architecture, or if you love just dance. I mean, it's going to be great.
Oh, I have to tell you a true story. You know, with all the craziness that was going on here with the fires, I had a person call me on the Monday, the first day of the
fire, really?
Said she just came back from Oceana on this same ship in September, and she called us and she says, "I know it's crazy, it may not be the right time to do this, but we're going, we want to go, book us." Right then and there, they said they knew where they wanted to be and everything, and it was like, oh my God. And she says, if you can't do it right now because of the fire, I understand, you know. And but it turns out she booked and she's all set, and she's in a concierge suite because that's where she was when she came off the last sailing. The same exact thing during the craziness.
Wow. Life is short. We have unfortunately learned that really, really well in the last couple of weeks. And if you have always wanted to take a trip like this, reach out to Elise. She can help you make it happen. There, you can do this as layaway with TravelWise.
Yeah.
And really, this kind of experience you're not going to have anywhere else. So do it. Do it for yourself.
You know, I was taught this one saying as a kid, and it was, don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today.
Yep.
Because we don't know what lays in store. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, our health, our well-being. You know, while you can, go do it. I mean, hindsight and regret is an awful experience.
Right.
So you can always, you'll remember the experience for life.
And what's the best phone number for people to reach you, Elise?
They can reach me at 935-WISE, W-I-Z. That's 707-935-9493. Or you can always send me an email at KSRO@travelwisewithaz.net. That's KSRO@travelwise.net.
All right. Well, we'll talk with you again soon. Thanks so much, Elise.
Thank you.
Elise Corey from TravelWise here on KSRO.